Chapter 12, Nervous System Cells. Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Introduction. The function of the nervous system, along with the endocrine system, is to communicate. The nervous system is made up of the brain, spinal cord, and nerves. Organization of the nervous system. The nervous system is organized to detect changes in internal and external environments, evaluate the information, and initiate an appropriate response. The nervous system is subdivided into smaller systems by location. The two main components of the nervous system are the central and the peripheral nervous systems. The central nervous system, or CNS, is the structural and functional center of the entire nervous system. It consists of the brain and spinal cord and integrates sensory information, evaluates it, and initiates an outgoing response. The peripheral nervous system, or PNS, includes the nerves that lie in the outer regions of the nervous system. The cranial nerves originate from the brain, while the spinal nerves originate from the spinal cord. The afferent division consists of all incoming sensory pathways, and the efferent division consists of all outgoing motor pathways. Certain systems within the nervous system are named according to the types of organs they innervate. These include the somatic and autonomic nervous systems. In the somatic nervous system, the somatic motor division carries information to the somatic effectors, skeletal muscles. The somatic sensory division carries feedback information to somatic integration centers in the CNS. In the autonomic nervous system, the efferent division carries information to the autonomic or visceral effectors, which are the smooth and cardiac muscles and glands. The sympathetic division prepares the body to deal with immediate threats to the internal environment, including the classic fight-or-flight response. The parasympathetic division coordinates the body's normal resting activities. It is sometimes called the rest-and-repair division. The visceral sensory division carries feedback information to autonomic integrating centers in the CNS. Cells of the nervous system. The two main cell types of the nervous system are glia and neurons. Glial cells, or neuroglia, support the neurons. There are five major types of glia, four of which, astrocytes, microglia, ependymal cells, and oligodendrocytes, are found in the CNS, while Schwann cells are found in the PNS. Astrocytes are star-shaped glial cells found in the CNS and are the largest and most numerous types of glia. They have cell extensions that connect to both neurons and capillaries. Astrocytes transfer nutrients from the blood to the neurons. They form tight sheaths around brain capillaries, which, with tight junctions between capillary endothelial cells, constitute the blood-brain barrier. Microglia are small, usually stationary cells found in the CNS. In inflamed brain tissue, they enlarge, move about, and carry on phagocytosis. Ependymal cells are found in the CNS and resemble epithelial cells, forming thin sheets that line fluid-filled cavities. Some produce fluid, while others aid in circulation of fluid. Oligodendrocytes are smaller than astrocytes and have fewer processes. In the CNS, they hold nerve fibers together and form the myelin sheath. Schwann cells, found only in peripheral neurons of the PNS, support nerve fibers and form myelin sheaths. Myelin sheath gaps are often called nodes of Ranvier. The neural lemma is formed by the cytoplasm of Schwann cells or neural lemmocytes wrapped around the myelin sheath. They are essential for nerve regrowth. The neuronal sheath is the myelin sheath plus the neural lemma, that is, the whole Schwann cell wrapping around the axon. Satellite cells are Schwann cells that cover and support cell bodies in the PNS. Neurons are excitable cells that initiate and conduct impulses that make possible all nervous system functions. Neurons consist of a cell body, an axon, and at least one dendrite, as well as neurotransmitters. The cell body, or perikaryon, of the neuron contains ribosomes, rough endoplasmic reticulum, ER, and a Golgi apparatus, which provide protein molecules or neurotransmitters needed for transmission of nerve signals from one neuron to another. Neurotransmitters are packaged into vesicles. These components also provide proteins for maintaining and regenerating nerve fibers. Mitochondria also provide energy in the form of ATP for the neuron. Some are transported to the end of the axon. Each neuron has one or more dendrites, which branch from the cell body. They conduct nerve signals to the cell body of the neuron. Distal ends of dendrites of sensory neurons are receptors. Dendritic spines are small, knob-like protrusions on dendrites of some brain neurons. They serve as connection points for axons of other neurons. An axon is a single process extending from the axon hillock, sometimes covered by a fatty layer called a myelin sheath. It conducts nerve impulses away from the cell body of the neuron. The distal tips of axons are telodendria, each of which terminates in a synaptic knob. Axon varicosities are swellings that make contact, called the synapse, with other cells. The cytoskeleton of a neuron contains microtubules and microfilaments, as well as neurofibrils, which are bundles of neurofilaments. This allows the rapid transport of small organelles. Vesicles, some containing neurotransmitters, and mitochondria are prevalent. Motor molecules shuttle organelles to and from the far ends of a neuron. The functional regions of the neuron include the input zone, including the dendrites and cell body, the summation zone, or the axon hillock, the conduction zone, which is the axon, the output zone, that is, the telodendria and synaptic knobs of the axon. Neurons may be classified either structurally or functionally. The structural classification involves classifying neurons according to the number of processes extending from the cell body. This includes multipolar, or one axon and several dendrites, bipolar, where only one axon and one dendrite are present, this is the least numerous kind of neuron, and the unipolar, or pseudo-unipolar, in which one process comes off the neuron cell body but divides almost immediately into two fibers, the central fiber and the peripheral fiber. In the functional classification of neurons, there are three types. Afferent, or sensory, neurons conduct impulses to the spinal cord or brain. Efferent, or motor, neurons conduct impulses away from the spinal cord or brain toward muscles or glandular tissue. Interneurons conduct impulses from afferent neurons toward motor neurons. A reflex arc involves a signal conduction route to and from the CNS, with the electrical signal beginning at receptors and ending at effectors. The three-neuron arc is most common, consisting of afferent neurons, interneurons, and efferent neurons. The afferent neurons conduct impulses to the CNS from the receptors. The efferent neurons conduct impulses from the CNS to effectors, which are muscle or glandular tissue. The two-neuron arc is the simplest reflex arc, consisting of afferent and efferent neurons. The synapse is where nerve signals are transmitted from one neuron to another. There are two types, electrical and chemical. Chemical synapses are typical in the adult. Chemical synapses are located at the junction of the synaptic knob of one neuron and the dendrites or cell body of another neuron. Nerves and tracts. Nerves are bundles of peripheral nerve fibers held together by several layers of connective tissue. Endoneurium is a delicate layer of fibrous connective tissue surrounding each nerve fiber. Perineurium is connective tissue holding together fascicles, which are bundles of fibers. Epineurium is a fibrous coat surrounding numerous fascicles and blood vessels to form a complete nerve. Within the CNS, bundles of nerve fibers are called tracts rather than nerves. White matter in the PNS involves myelinated nerves, whereas in the CNS it is called myelinated tracts. Gray matter is made up of cell bodies and unmyelinated fibers. In the CNS, these are referred to as nuclei, whereas in the PNS, they are referred to as ganglia. Mixed nerves contain sensory and motor neurons. Sensory nerves are nerves with predominantly sensory neurons, while motor nerves are nerves with predominantly motor neurons. Repair of nerve fibers. Mature neurons are incapable of cell division. Therefore, damage to nervous tissue can be permanent. Neurons have limited capacity to repair themselves. If the damage is not extensive, the cell body and neurolemma are intact and scarring has not occurred, nerve fibers can be repaired. In a peripheral motor neuron following an injury, the distal portion of the axon and myelin sheath degenerates. Macrophages remove the debris. The remaining neurolemma and endoneurium form a tunnel from the point of injury to the effector. New Schwann cells grow in the tunnel to maintain a path for regrowth of the axon. Cell body reorganizes its Nissl bodies to provide the needed proteins to extend the remaining healthy portion of the axon. Axon sprouts then appear. When the sprout reaches a tunnel, its growth rate increases. The skeletal muscle cell atrophies until the nervous connection is reestablished. In the CNS, a similar repair of damaged nerve fibers is unlikely. Nerve impulses. All living cells maintain a difference in the concentration of ions across their membranes. A membrane potential is a slight excess of positively charged ions on the outside of the membrane and a slight deficiency of positively charged ions on the inside of the membrane. A difference in electrical charge is called a potential because it is a type of stored energy. A polarized membrane is a membrane that exhibits a membrane potential. The magnitude of potential difference between the two sides of a polarized membrane is measured in volts, V, or millivolts, MV. The sign of a membrane's voltage indicates the charge on the inside surface of a polarized membrane. The resting membrane potential is a membrane potential maintained by a non-conducting neuron's plasma membrane, typically negative 70 millivolts. The slight excess of positive ions on a membrane's outer surface is produced by ion transport mechanisms and the membrane's permeability characteristics. The membrane's selective permeability characteristics help maintain a slight excess of positive ions on the outer surface of the membrane. The sodium-potassium pump is an active transport mechanism in the plasma membrane that transports sodium and potassium ions in opposite directions and at different rates. It maintains an imbalance in the distribution of positive ions, resulting in the inside surface becoming slightly negative with respect to its outer surface. Local potentials involve a slight shift away from the resting membrane in a specific region of the plasma membrane. Excitation occurs when a stimulus triggers the opening of additional sodium ion channels, allowing the membrane potential to move toward zero or depolarization. Inhibition occurs when a stimulus triggers the opening of additional potassium ion channels, increasing the membrane potential or hyperpolarization. Local potentials are called graded potentials because the magnitude of deviation from the resting membrane potential is proportional to the magnitude of the stimulus. Action potential. An action potential involves the membrane potential of a neuron conducting an impulse. It is also known as a nerve impulse. For a mechanism that produces the action potential, an adequate stimulus triggers stimulus-gated sodium ion channels to open, which allows sodium ions to diffuse rapidly into the cell, producing a local depolarization. As threshold potential is reached, voltage-gated sodium ion channels open, and more sodium ions enter the cell, causing further depolarization. The action potential is an all-or-none response. Voltage-gated sodium ion channels stay open for only about 1 millisecond before they automatically close. After the action potential peaks, the membrane begins to move back toward the resting membrane potential when potassium ion channels open, allowing outward diffusion of potassium ions in a process known as repolarization. A brief period of hyperpolarization occurs, and then the resting membrane potential is restored by the sodium-potassium pumps. An absolute refractory period is a brief period lasting approximately 0.5 milliseconds, during which a local area of a neuron's membrane resists restimulation and will not respond to a stimulus, no matter how strong. A relative refractory period is the time during which the membrane is repolarized, restoring the resting membrane potential. For a few milliseconds after the absolute refractory period, it will respond only to a very strong stimulus. At the peak of the action potential, the plasma membrane's polarity is now the reverse of the resting membrane potential. The reversal in polarity causes electrical current to flow between the site of the action potential and the adjacent regions of membrane and triggers voltage-gated sodium ion channels in the next segment to open. This next segment exhibits an action potential, and this cycle continues to repeat. The action potential never moves backward because of the refractory period. In myelinated fibers, action potentials in the membrane only occur at the nodes of Ranvier. This type of impulse conduction is called saltatory conduction. The speed of nerve conduction depends on the diameter and on the presence or absence of a myelin sheath. Synaptic transmission. There are two types of synapses or junctions. Electrical synapses occur where cells joined by gap junctions allow an action potential to simply continue along postsynaptic membrane. Chemical synapses occur where presynaptic cells release chemical transmitters or neurotransmitters across a tiny gap to the postsynaptic cell, possibly inducing an action potential there. The structure of the chemical synapse involves three components: a synaptic knob, synaptic cleft, and the plasma membrane of a postsynaptic neuron. The synaptic knob is a tiny bulge at the end of a terminal branch of a presynaptic neuron's axon that contains vesicles housing neurotransmitters. The synaptic cleft is the space between a synaptic knob and the plasma membrane of a postsynaptic neuron. The synapses may form at three locations. The most common is an axodendritic, where the axon signals the postsynaptic dendrite. The second type is the axosomatic, which involves an axon signaling the postsynaptic soma. The third type is the axoaxonic, where an axon signals at a postsynaptic axon, which may regulate action potential of postsynaptic axon. The plasma membrane of a postsynaptic neuron has protein molecules that serve as receptors for the neurotransmitters. The sequence of events in the mechanism of synaptic transmission is as follows. The action potential reaches a synaptic knob, causing calcium ions to diffuse into the knob rapidly. An increased concentration of calcium ions triggers the release of neurotransmitter by way of exocytosis. The neurotransmitter molecules diffuse across the synaptic cleft and bind to receptor molecules, causing ion channels to open. Opening of ion channels produces a postsynaptic potential, either an excitatory postsynaptic potential or an inhibitory postsynaptic potential. The neurotransmitter's action is quickly terminated by neurotransmitter molecules being transported back into the synaptic knob through reuptake, metabolized into inactive compounds by enzymes, and/or diffused and taken up by nearby glia. Spatial summation involves adding together the effects of several knobs being activated simultaneously and stimulating different locations on the postsynaptic membrane, producing an action potential. When synaptic knobs stimulate a postsynaptic neuron in rapid succession, their effects can summate over a brief period of time to produce an action potential known as a temporal summation. Memories are stored by facilitating or inhibiting synaptic transmission. Short-term memories lasting only seconds or minutes may result from axoaxonic facilitation or inhibition of the presynaptic axon terminal. Intermediate long-term memory lasting minutes to weeks happens when serotonin blocks potassium channels in the presynaptic terminal, thus prolonging the action potential and increasing the amount of neurotransmitter released. Long-term memories lasting months or years require structural changes at the synapse, such as more vesicles, more vesicle release sites, more presynaptic terminals, and more sensitive postsynaptic membranes. Neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are a means by which neurons communicate with one another. There are more than 30 compounds known to be neurotransmitters, and dozens of others are suspected. Neurotransmitters are commonly classified by either their structure or function. The function of a neurotransmitter is determined by the postsynaptic receptor. Two major functional classifications are excitatory neurotransmitters and inhibitory neurotransmitters. They can also be classified according to whether the receptor directly opens a channel or instead uses a second messenger mechanism involving G proteins and intracellular signals. When classifying according to the chemical structure, the focus is on the mechanism by which neurotransmitters cause a change. Because the functions of specific neurotransmitters vary by location, they are usually classified according to chemical structure. There are four main classes of chemical structure. Small molecule neurotransmitters include acetylcholine, amines, amino acids, and others. Acetylcholine is a unique chemical structure involving acetate or acetyl coenzyme A with choline. acetylcholine is deactivated by acetylcholinesterase, with the choline molecules being released and transported back to the presynaptic neuron to combine with acetate. Acetylcholine is present at various locations, sometimes in an excitatory role, while at other times in an inhibitory role. Amines are synthesized from amino acid molecules and can be categorized as either monoamines or catecholamines. Amines are found in various regions of the brain, and they affect learning, emotions, motor control, and so on. Amino acids are believed to be among the most common neurotransmitters of the CNS. In the PNS, amino acids are stored in synaptic vesicles and used as neurotransmitters. Other small molecule transmitters include nitric oxide, which is derived from an amino acid. From a postsynaptic cell, nitric oxide signals the presynaptic neuron, providing feedback in a neural pathway. There are large molecule neurotransmitters called neuropeptides. Peptides are made up of two or more amino acids. They may be secreted by themselves or in conjunction with a second or third neurotransmitter. In this case, neuropeptides act as a neuromodulator, co-transmitter that regulates the effects of the neurotransmitter released along with it. Neurotrophins are neurotrophic or nerve growth factors that stimulate neuron development, but can also act as neurotransmitters or neuromodulators. Role of nervous system cells. Neuron doctrine is a tenet that proposes that a neuron is the basic structural and functional unit of the nervous system, and neurons are independent units connected by chemical synapses. Reticular theory proposes that the nervous system is best understood as a large integrated network. Today, the dominant neuron doctrine has expanded to include concepts of the reticular theory. That is, neurons are distinct units but also participate in a network. Some neurons are functionally connected by electrical synapses, and chemical signals can move in two directions at the same synapse. Because neuroglia also participate in the neural network, the whole concept of nervous system cell function is rapidly expanding. Cycle of life, nervous system cells. Nerve tissue development begins in the ectoderm, occurring most rapidly in the womb and in the first 2 years. Nervous cells organize into the body's network. Synapses form and reform until the nervous system is intact. The formation of new synapses and strengthening or elimination of old synapses stimulate learning and memory. Aging causes degeneration of the nervous system, which may lead to senility. The big picture, nervous system cells in the whole body. Neurons act as the wiring that connects structures needed to maintain homeostasis. Sensory neurons act as receptors to detect changes in the internal and external environment. They also relay information to integrator mechanisms in the CNS. Information is processed and a response is relayed to the appropriate effectors through the motor neurons. At the effector, a neurotransmitter triggers a response to restore homeostasis. Neurotransmitters released into the bloodstream are called hormones. Neurons are responsible for more than just responding to stimuli. They are circuits capable of remembering or learning new responses and generation of thought.